Hello, everybody. Welcome back to. I sounded like, hey, Ace Family.
Am I part of the Ace Family? Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Instantly 20. You're listening with Ash.
And I'm Keely.
And today, I'm not quite sure what you're listening to. I think we're just going to do a bit of a chitty chat kind of episode. We love doing our hot takes episode, and they're just like always the ones that do the best. And we have so much fun. I feel like we just get to chat shit, just get to, you know, share our unwanted opinions.
But as you know, we've got a new segment, which is our instant tea. So we're going to get started off with that one today. I feel like this is something not a lot of people would expect to do with their family, let alone their parents. But a couple of weeks ago, my boyfriend came to visit my family in our hometown. And after dinner, I found my Cards Against Humanity back. And we all sat down for like hours. And my mom and my dad were playing Cards Against Humanity, Cards Against Disney with me. And
wait, oh no, that's a recipe for disaster.
No, but it wasn't. And it's so funny because my mom is like quite not, I don't know. I think she's just polite to say. And yeah, like we were cracking out some really, like if you played the game, you know what it's like. We were cracking out all of the jokes and it was really bad and really naughty, but it was the funniest thing I've ever done. And we played it again the next night. My brother, who's 18, joined in too. But anyway, it was really weird. I never expected to be playing Cards Against Humanity with the fam on a random Sunday night with my boyfriend, but anyway, it turned out to be lots of fun. Even he was kind of shook that we were playing it too. We told his roommate a couple days later and he was just like, what? That's definitely not something you play with your like girlfriend's parents. But yeah, it was some great bonding time. I feel like I want to say what the joke was. I've never seen my dad crack up so hard. I can't remember because it was the Disney one. I honestly couldn't tell you what the black card was, but my dad couldn't stop laughing about...
Girl.
The white card said Piglet's pink pussy. And my dad couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, I got the best reaction out of the entire game from that card. Anyway, it was really fun. Do recommend playing Cards Against Humanity with your parents.
Personally, I don't think I could ever. That is like the most dirtiest game. I don't know. Your mom is just so pure for this world. I don't know how you roped her into doing that.
No, but the best part was that my mum had the funniest cards and we'd always be like, oh, dad must have picked that one. And mum would just like put her little finger up, a little shy, like, that was me.
I don't think my instant tea is as good as that. But seeing as though we're on a hot takes kind of mission tonight, I recently got hair extensions and my hairdresser is actually one of my really good friends. So if she's listening to this, you're actually not listening. Turn this off right now. No, she did such a good job. Like she did like a full color service for me. She's honestly amazing, 10 out of 10. But she just like refused to let me get shorter hair. And she was like, no, the long just looks really good. And I was really trying to warm up to it in the chair and I just felt like freaking Rapunzel. Anyway, so I came home and I took my kitchen scissors and just gave myself like an extra inch off because I couldn't deal with how long my hair looked. I was like, babe, I literally look like I'm wearing a fucking wig. Like, this is getting too long at this stage. So I feel like my instant tea is that I'm just a horrible client and a horrible friend and I haven't told her yet. She just doesn't even know that I went and cut my hair on my own.
Until now.
Well, until now. So, babe, I love you. Please forgive me. But it turned out pretty cute. So, yeah, I'm winning. Anyway, that's my hot take.
I don't know too many people that aren't five-year-olds taking scissors to their hair anymore, but I love that for you.
Anyway, y'all, time to get today's hot takes. Keely, what have you got for me?
Okay, so I feel like I'm going to keep mine quite relevant to, like, what's going on right now, especially on TikTok. What do you think about run clubs? Have you noticed everybody is in a run club? Why? When? Why? I don't get it.
Personally, you won't see me running in any club or alone. I don't know. I think it's like a great situation if you're like really into running.
If your lungs work.
If you're, yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like it's good for some people. I wouldn't be like going out with like a group of 30 people because that just seems very culty to me.
The culty run clubs.
culty run clubs. I don't know. What's my opinion? I don't think I really have much an opinion. I'm like, good for you, babe. Like, let's do it. Not me. Let's do it. But you should do it.
You should. I feel like, I don't know, it just seems to like be a massive thing right now. Like everyone's in a run club, like literally everyone. And everyone's going out and buying like those little water backpacks and they've all got their like sun visors. And like, I wish... Oh no,
wait, goes, when you just said sun visors, it just reminds me of those like hats, those plastic hats with like the beer on like either side. Like you can, how you can... But like, and then the tubes where it comes to your mouth. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't know what they're called. But like, you just like have like...
football
your,
games.
Yeah. You just have like your water bottle and like an energy drink or something like in the other one.
Just pre-workout. I feel like it's really, obviously really good for everyone's mental health and it seems like a really fun social event, but like, I don't know, my asthma just, I'd be at the back of the line. That's embarrassing. I can't do that to myself. That's really embarrassing. So,
you'd be at the fucking back of the line.
Unless my asthma improves, no run clubs for me.
Since you just mentioned a line, I feel like I've had this in my phone for another Hot Takes episode for ages. It's when you're standing in the line, like waiting to order food or like you're just waiting for something and people behind you are hovering, like they're breathing on the back of your neck and you're like, babe, the line's not going to move fucking faster if I take a step forward or not. And I just get so aggravated, like, and I take like little steps back so that I'm like kind of just in their personal space a little bit, because I'm like, bro, get out of mine. I don't know, what's your opinion on that? Because I hate when people hover over me.
I feel like it's because you're short, you know, people are always hovering over you, so if you just notice more often.
No, but like, let's say you're in a queue of like five people and the person in front of you like moves up the tiniest bit. How come every single person then in that whole queue has to like take that little tiny step, like shuffle forward? It's like, no, you're not going to get there even faster. Like, you're not going to be served faster. You're not going to get what you need faster. It's going to be the same. Like, stop breathing on me.
I feel like I just hate people in public in general. Like, I went to a musical, right? And obviously, like, I feel like with armrests, first in best dressed. But you know how some people just, like, try to fight you for the armrest that are next to you? This woman, like, I literally just sat down and my jacket just happened to touch the armrest. And she just kept like looking at me, and then I hear her start bitching to the woman next to her about how, oh, that young girl, her arm's in the arm of my, like, in her way of my armrest, and now I don't have an armrest, and blah, 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 blah. And she kept like giving me dirty looks, and I was just like, why are people in public so rude? And I also just like hate people that are really slow in line, so I can understand like where your discomfort from them breathing down your neck comes from, but just like strangers in general, I just can't deal with them. I don't know. Do you just hate strangers?
Yes, I hate many people, really.
Okay. I hope I'm not one of them. Okay, I've got a hot take that Ash and I have had going on since we were probably like 17. I really like sugar on my Weet-Bix. So good. Ash?
Okay. Guys, we were camping when we were like 18. In Queensland somewhere, I can't even remember where the hell we were, but we were camping, and in the morning Keely just like busts out this pack of sugar and starts whipping it all over her Weet-Bix, and I was like, mate, are you after diabetes or something? I was like, what's wrong with you? And it turns out that she was like, no, like everyone does this, and I was like, that's really, really weird. I've never heard of that in my life. So we put up a poll on Instagram and dead set about 240 people voted for yes, I put sugar on Weet-Bix, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've been outnumbered. Like, I feel stupid now. Like, I'm an embarrassment. And you know what? I actually bought a pack of Weet-Bix the other day and I put sugar on it.
No way. You did it.
I did. And it tastes really good because Weet-Bix are very bland on their own. So Keely, I'll have to give you this one.
It's the best ever. Please let me know if you also have sugar on your Weet-Bix, because I don't know, something about it that I just, oh, the best breakfast of all. I used to have 5 Weet-Bix in the morning before school. It's like excessive amounts of Weet-Bix. Anyway, what is your next hot take?
That's why you're gluten-free now.
Are you blaming the Weet-Bix for my gluten allergy?
You add gluten to yourself. Okay, people are going to be really, really mad about this, but mine's actually about a celebrity. specifically someone that's been like touring recently and all over TikTok. But Olivia Rodrigo, I loved her like 3 years ago when she first got all famous. But I feel like she is so overhyped at the moment. I don't know. Maybe my opinion will change. I feel like she's just in like a bit of like a weird, you know, when Miley like first broke out of like her whole Disney era and she was like swinging on wrecking balls and like half naked on stage. I feel like I'm seeing a lot of that in her at the moment. So yeah, I don't know. She's not really in my cup of tea right now. But I know you love her, so I know you're going to hate me for this.
Unpopular opinion, Ashley. I'm obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo. Like, I don't know. I didn't like her old album. I guess, I think because when I was a bit younger, I don't know, Driver's License was just in my face and I hated it. And then I just immediately hated the rest of the album. But when Guts came out, I know the whole album back to front. I could probably sing it backwards. I kind of listened to it every single day and, oh my God, obsessed from like the deluxe vinyls. I heard it on TikTok because someone like, I guess, I don't think they just put up a video of it or something. And I downloaded the TikTok video and I've listened to it every day since I don't even know when, how long ago Guts came out. And finally, a couple weeks ago, she actually released all the deluxe songs and I listen to Obsessed every day and I'm just like really happy. And if she tours, I am going and you're coming too. So I don't care if you don't like the Disney knees and the weird dancing, you're just going to have to put up with it.
Disney knees, not the Disney knees. I can't, y'all, I can't.
But yeah, I love her, but that's okay. I understand where you're coming from, Ash. I'll give you that. What do you think of the fact that like any new movie coming out right now, I guess like that's actually good, they're all just either sequels or revamps of old movies. And I swear that's all that comes out these days. Cause like, it's almost like we ran out of good storylines and all we can do is just like, ooh, let's redo that one. Cause we've got good CGI now. We'll make it better. Like literally we got like nothing new happening.
I'm not really a big fan of like all of the sequels and revamps specifically. I don't know. I like the Disney live action remakes, but I know that there's a lot of controversy around the actors that they choose around these princesses. So I actually do really enjoy those movies. And I know that you're like such a musical theater nerd and that you love it too.
Wait. Speaking of musical theater and movies, what did you think of Wonka? Because I hated it.
Oh my God, Lil Timmy? Nah, wasn't my vibe. I mean, it was okay, but I was confused. I didn't even realize it was supposed to be a musical until I got there. And I was like, why is Timothy Chalamet just like singing to me right now? I was like, this is so random. I didn't even know he could sing.
But like, I feel just like, yeah, like there's no new movies coming out that are like actually good.
So I've got a really controversial one. Am I saying that right? Controversial.
Yeah.
I've got a really controversial one. And it's actually that every single bitch. Am I allowed to say that? I guess I'm allowed to say that now, guys. I swear everyone just has to make a podcast nowadays. I'm not kidding. I swear. Like, I don't know. And half of these people just have nothing interesting to say. And you know what? Have your own opinion if you think that that's us and so be it. But it's so oversaturated. Like everyone thinks that they can just buy a microphone, sit in the lounge, which is what we're doing right now, and just start just chatting. And I'm like, no, hold on, back up the buzz. I feel like everyone just wants to jump on the bandwagon, jump on the train.
Awesome.
Actually, so that's my hot take.
To be fair, we planned our podcast like 2 years ago and it was before podcasts got popular. Maybe it wasn't. But I don't even know about podcasts back when we decided to do a podcast. So I'm going to say we were ahead of the trend. I hope.
Slay.
I don't know. Where are we?
Achilles thinking about another controversial hot take.
Controversial.
I cannot say controversial today. Controversial hot. Anyway, while she's thinking about another hot take, I actually recently have parted ways with eyelash extensions and I don't know why. They're just giving me the ick at the moment. They just look so fake. They look dirty, and I've been a lover for like the past like 3 years. I really have been. I've had my time. I've just been like so about them. But in the last few weeks, I've been so off them. I don't know why. They're just giving me the ick. And yeah, whenever I like see people now with them, I'm just like, girl, time will tell. I'm just like, you just wait. I just feel like it just looks so, it's just giving chav to me. Just my own personal opinion. I'm so sorry. Cause like I was one of those girls literally only weeks ago. And you know what? I might change my opinion one day, but that's just my hot take right now. It's like, it's giving chav.
Yeah, I agree. I've just never been a massive fan of eyelash extensions. I love fake eyelashes on a night out. I think they look absolutely gorgeous. But I think sometimes fake lashes, especially when you've got no makeup on, sometimes it looks like you got like caterpillars on your eyelashes. I'm just like, it doesn't give the natural vibes. I really like the natural vibes. So I am proud of you for embracing your natural lashes because you've got gorgeous lashes.
While we're talking about like natural beauty and stuff, just quickly, I feel like as well, acrylics, I've been not off them lately, but I feel like the super duper like long claws, I'm kind of over. I'm like, okay, all right, guys, like I get it. Nicki Minaj is on the Pinterest board, like go off, but I'm just not wet. Oh yeah, are you looking at my half broken acrylics right now?
Yeah.
Turn the other way. Yes, I currently have a few missing, I know, dirty. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm in like a clean girl era, maybe.
Says the one who was like, damn, I didn't get to get my nails done today because we didn't have time.
No, but I feel like it's like the really long acrylics, the ones that, and I just look at them and I'm like, how do you like, you know, go to the toilet and like use toilet paper with those nails? Like, don't they get in the way of certain things? Fair. And like cooking and doing skincare, and I'm just like, it just looks so dirty to me. Like the ones that are like 5 inches long.
Honestly, fair. I kind of feel the same way. I don't actually get acrylics anymore. Like I just kind of grow my nails out and then get a bit of shellac, but keeps them nice and healthy. You should try sometime. I've got one. I think that even as an adult, you should still make time to be a child. And I was just looking through my camera roll to try to like spark a hot take. But I was just thinking about our cruise that we went on earlier this year. Ash and I like just literally had the best time. Danny came with us as well. But I swear we just did like, we went indoor skydiving. We did like this flow rider boogie boarding thing. We went roller skating, bumper car. Like they had so much to offer. But I feel like we were already kind of in our inner child, like playing kind of stage from all of that. And we went snorkeling this one day and Ash just like got obsessed with goggles. And she was like by herself playing mermaids in the pool, like doing backflips and like with the goggles on the entire time. Like we're not talking normal goggles, like full like snorkel mask goggles.
In a pool full of adults, like having like cocktails as well. Like I literally was in the adult pool doing handstands with goggles on, like the snorkel, the big chunky ones, and they cover your nose. Oh my God.
And then like later, I think maybe a little bit later in the cruise, I joined in too. And like Ash and I were just like swimming around the wave pool or like the ship's pool with these massive goggles on. And these 18-year-old boys came up and started hitting on us while we looked like absolute freaks. And we're just in the pool, like splashing around, like being so great. Because I actually joked to her not long before, like, lol, imagine if we got hit on looking like this. Next minute, this group of three little boys come up to us and they're like, hey, girl, like, you want, we're just like, of all times, like, I just did not understand what was going on. But yes, I think that, yeah, it should be more encouraged to just like, yeah, let your inner child do its thing. What do you reckon?
That's cute. I actually had so much fun on that trip. We were actually snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef, and by snorkeling, I was basically riding Keely's back. Oh, that sounded weird. I was like floating on her back. Okay, that sounded really weird.
Like really a bit sauce.
No, but it was so much fun. I literally would recommend going on a cruise to anybody. I know it's usually for like older people or like families. Like I feel like a lot of elders kind of like just cruise all day, every day. Anyway, You know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, old people just go on cruises every 5 minutes?
I agree. They always are. I feel like they always seem... Maybe they live on the ship. I don't know.
Cheap rent. Because, yeah, you get, like, your meals and you get to travel and stuff. Anyway. So, yes, I would definitely recommend a cruise to any friend groups that are wanting to try something new. I think it was, like, the best holiday.
I literally loved it so much. I think we're definitely going to become cruise girlies. I love my 4-course meals a day.
We'll become cruise elders.
For the rest of our lives. When in our 80s, we'll still be cruise elders.
Instantly 80. Cruise edition.
Oh, no. Okay, well... In that case, it's nearly midnight and we should probably get to bed. But
because we are elders.
Because we are the elderly. Anyway, we've been a bit delirious, but we hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. We're trying to just like have a little chit chat to make it a little bit more fun rather than always doing crazy hectic topics. But yeah, let us know if you guys like these kind of episodes and if you've got any suggestions of what you'd like to hear, please let us know. But yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying season 2 so far. We're so excited to be back this year. Any last thoughts, Ash?
No.
Now
I'm off to bed. It's so funny that we're saying that because we're recording at night time, but this airs at like 7 a.m. on Monday morning. So yeah, have a great day or a great slumber if you are sleeping.
If you're sleeping in and you get Mondays off, lucky you. Anyway, we're gonna go put ourselves to bed now, but we will see you in your ear. We will see your ears, okay? We'll be in your ears 7 a.m. next Monday. Stay tuned.
Bye.